Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
If you're a fan of the boys from Why Don't We, then you probably love their moms because they brought them into this world. We're going to have three of those moms from the Why Don't We guys chatting with us because they have a project they're working on.
The moms do.
Maybe we'll hear about the boys growing up and what's it like being a mom of a superstar, which is pretty cool, I'm guessing. Yeah. It also probably has its downside to it.
It's good and it's bad.
Yeah, just like fame does. So we'll talk to them in about 20 minutes. 40 minutes away from Jenna reading your dreams. And how do you get your dreams in for Jenna to interpret? Just text it. That's it. Pretty simple. 800-543-3548 is where you can text us. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's all about your first world problems, Kid Nation. Our phone number, I just gave it to you, is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And I know you feel bad complaining because there are worse things going on in the world, but that's why we give you the platform to get it off your chest.
Sure.
We all laugh about it. We move on and have a good day. Got a couple here on the text.
Okay.
A teacher first world problem, yeah. Shout out to all the teachers back in school.
Absolutely.
Working hard. We got something for you coming up next week. But the text says, I can't take advantage of the food and drinks at the staff socials anymore because my son goes to my school this year, which means no babysitter. Hashtag first world teacher problems. Oh, yeah. It was probably better when he was in there, right?
Yeah.
Got to take part. From the text, sometimes I just want to go to Starbucks for the food, but I don't want to look weird not getting coffee. So I just order a coffee that I'm not going to drink and I waste my money. Dad, feel you. I feel judged when I don't buy coffee.
They sell bottled water.
I know.
It's still not soft drinks. I don't understand.
I just feel weird not buying coffee. I feel even if you buy one of those little smoothies or the naked juices, still got to get the
coffee.
Or a medicine ball.
Or a medicine ball, yeah. Hey, Faith, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Now, we would love to hear your first world problem. What's going on?
Okay, so I'm so excited about our new smart fridge getting delivered, but I'm disappointed that we're going to be on vacation when it gets here.
Oh no.
So what's your smart fridge going to be doing? Like, what can it do?
So it has a big screen on it, and I can see my doorbell or watch TV.
Nice.
There's cameras inside of it, so I can see what food I have while I'm at the store for my phone.
You have a camera in there so you could check in on the food?
Fancy.
And watch TV. Just put a chair in front of that bad boy.
Wow, that is a
never
cool
leave a kitchen.
Fridge. Where are you guys going to be going?
We're actually coming down to Dallas for our anniversary.
Aw, happy anniversary. Early.
Well, please come by and see us.
Yes, you need to.
Okay.
Yeah, come down and see us, Faith. We want to see you. And maybe you'll have your fridge cameras connected so we can see what you got in there. Have a good day, Faith. Thanks for calling us. What's up, Angelica?
Hi.
All right. Hey, are you on your way to school right now?
Yeah.
All right. Does that involve your first world problem?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so I'm a huge BTS fan, so I've been begging my mom to buy me a BTS backpack. Once it got here, I took it to school. Come to find out, I can't bring it to school no more because it has a big logo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that violates the code at school?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
How are you supposed to express yourself?
Yeah.
I know.
Are you sad that the guys are taking a little bit of a break right now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, but you understand it, right? They need a little time off to relax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they work every day, and it's
kind of
hard for them.
Uh-huh. That's a good Army member right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the boys need their time. I'm sorry you can't use your backpack, Angelic, but at least you can use it around town and stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right. You have a good day at school, Angelica. Thanks for calling us. Man, I didn't know that some schools didn't let that.
Neither.
My son would be devastated because he got the Fortnite one. And it has a big old Fortnite logo on it.
Can't use
so
that.
He couldn't go to Angelica school with that.
But could it say the word Fortnite? That's not the same, right? Is it?
Because it's the logo. Know. It says it, I guess.
I some have to have, like, clear backpack.
Backpacks, yeah.
Backpack.
The clear ones that you usually bring into a stadium now. A lot of stadiums want you to have the clear backpack and purses. From the text, hey, guys, for my 14th birthday, I got a new bigger bed. But now my parents complain they can't fit into my room with my 60-inch TV, computer, and my electric couch.
Wow.
First world problems.
Wow.
But also more privacy for him. I wish I had that room when I was 14.
Man.
A bigger
bed. I had a twin bed, and if I had a TV, it was about 12, 15 inches, something like
that. With rabbit ears.
Yeah.
And my parents always had to have the computer in their room.
Well, yeah, they're the adults.
Right. Why? But I'm the one doing homework.
Uh-huh.
Do it in their room, then.
With a shared email address.
Yeah. Or why can't I have the computer in my room so I could stay up at night?
Because they paid for it. And they put it where they want.
My, how things have changed.
Yeah. I wasn't even allowed to have a laptop. Because we're broke.
Yeah.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. You have a first world car problem, huh?
Oh, definitely.
What is it?
It's like the most first world problem ever. Like one of those you feel bad about, feeling bad about.
Oh, this is perfect then. We would love to hear it.
So, sometimes when my classes run late, my mom won't let me drive her Range Rover, and I have to drive my Benz, which is a car, because they wouldn't buy me an SUV. And we live in a gated subdivision, and if it's raining, I have to lean out of the car because it's so low to type in the code to get into my gated subdivision, and I get wet.
Man, you got first world problem on top of first world problem. How are you making it through the day?
Dang. Mom, let Megan drive the Range Rover.
Right?
Her left arm is getting wet over here. Thank you, Megan. I mean, that's for sure a first world problem.
Man.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Other bins. Wow.
For some reason, you always want to drive your parents' car, too. Even if, like, she has a nice car already, but you still want to drive mom and dad's car.
You want to drive that Range Rover.
Yeah. From the text, I work in healthcare. Walked into the nutrition room to get some ice water for a patient, and while I'm waiting for the water to fall out of the automatic dispenser, nothing. Ugh. Turns out this machine makes me push a button to get water. Hashtag first world problems.
We're just getting lazier and lazier.
Yeah, we are, man. We're getting everything handed to us.
Lazier and lazier.
What are we doing? Sandra.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going. Good morning
to you.
Let's hear your first world problem.
Oh, God. I've been on the same job for 30 years, and I've been using the Nofella Stowaway all 30 years. When will I have that thing paid off?
Yeah, well, how long do those tolls always take to get paid off?
They're never going to pay off.
Because I feel like the price just keeps going up in every tollway.
Oh, and then they make bigger roads or whatever, you know?
Yeah, we're just getting more loans out to get them longer or something?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Sanjay. I'm sick of paying. Don't ever look at your toll bill if you drive on toll roads. It's not worth it.
Put you in a bad mood.
Oh, man.
Don't look at it, yeah.
I had no idea. Can't ride with the top down with the Jeep because my lash extensions blow in the wind. Hashtag personal problems.
Yeah.
Man, being a girl is tough. If you got the car, you already want to have the top down.
No, can't do it.
Deal with the lashes. Anna, do you have a couple from Instagram?
Yeah, we've got a lot on our Instagram DMs. If we're going to the car theme, Ashley said, man, my husband surprised me with a new car, and I just can't get rid of that new car smell. First world problems.
I am so with you.
I love new car smell.
I
hate the new car smell. It makes me nauseous.
Really?
I love it. Subtle new car. When they use the fake one at the car wash, it gives me a headache.
Yeah.
But the real stuff.
The brand, even if it's a brand new, I can't. Yeah, it's too much.
It's a heavy smell.
I can't do it.
Man, I love it.
You love it?
I do too.
And my husband so sweetly goes to get my car washed for me, and he picks a scent. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, no
and
scent.
He picks that wash.
Scent, but I can't say anything because he was so sweet to surprise me or whatever. Oh.
I like picking the piña colada.
No scent.
But for some reason, I think last time I tried to get the piña colada smell, they were out of it, and so they just...
Put beer?
They determined that I probably wanted a new car smell. And I kid you not, I sat in my car and I screamed.
You had to pick one.
They went for it, yeah. They picked wrong.
Yeah.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. So how old are you, Aubrey?
I'm 11.
You're 11 years old and having a bunch of first world problems, huh?
Yeah.
All right, what's your first world problem?
Okay, so I lived in California for about a week, and we went to this really neat restaurant by the beach, but I got a really really cool and it was really good, a drink, but I couldn't drink it anymore because my straw was too soggy.
They have those paper straws, especially if they're near the ocean, and they do get really soggy.
Mm.
I feel you on that, Aubrey. The paper straw is killing the straw game.
Well, yeah, I just started using them last week, I guess.
I'm sure they're more expensive. They're now making them when we were on vacation out of avocado.
Yeah, that's right.
When we were at Baker's K Resort, they had it was made out of the avocado pit, and it basically felt like plastic, but it was it's friendly.
I hope it's not too much more expensive. It's a much better experience.
In some places, you just buy your own metal straw, like a copper or whatever straw, and take that with you.
They said you got to be careful with those because I guess some of them...
How you clean them well enough.
Exactly. Some of them are not being cleaned well enough, and so you can have some bacteria stuck in there.
They're selling the teeniest, tiniest, longest little scrubbers to put down in there.
Like a pipe cleaner?
That's a lot of work.
It is.
Can you eat the avocado pit straws? Since they're made out of avocado pit, I feel like we could chew them up. I wish I would have tried that when we were at Baker's K.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the avocado pit's technically the seed. The seeds are edible.
You would think, yeah.
Can we get an avocado so we could try the seed and see what it tastes like?
Or just eat a straw.
I'll go to the deli and see if they'll give me one. Chalia?
Chelsea? Chalia?
Hi.
Hey.
How do I pronounce your name? Oh, it's Chelsea.
Chelsea.
They forgot the S on your name. Sorry about that, Chelsea.
It's okay.
Chalia? What up, Chalia?
Chalia's actually a pretty cool
name. Yeah.
I actually like it.
Chalia, Chelsea, what's going on?
Okay, so my first world problem is the diamond on my engagement ring is so large that it takes me twice as long to brush my hair. Because my hair gets wrapped around the diamond the whole time.
Wow. That's a problem I haven't experienced.
Yeah, look at you.
How many carats is that bad boy, Chalia?
Well, it's 1 1/4.
Okay.
So, solid hair.
Yeah.
Which means that it sticks up a lot and my hair gets tangled around it.
Yep.
When you get married.
That's my personal problem.
I'm getting married November 3rd.
Congratulations.
Aww.
You.
It's going to be beautiful. You'll be a beautiful bride with a few hairs missing. But that's
all
okay.
Good.
No one will notice.
Yeah. Have a good day, Chelsea. Thank you for calling in. Joseph, what's going on?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing awesome. I'm slightly jealous of what you got going on with your father-in-law.
Yeah, well, it's my future father-in-law, I should say. My fiance's dad. He does very well for himself, and we have use of his private jet. So whenever we fly commercial, we feel like peasants because we have to actually go through TSA and get to the airport early. And it's kind of a hassle.
Oh, I bet. Now, how often do you guys get to travel in this private jet? Is it like once or twice a month, or?
It's probably like once a month. Usually, he's using it for work, so we don't actually get to use it very much. But when we do, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Who was that that told us? Oh, it was Jerry Springer. He came in here. He goes, there's other people on your plane?
Right? Now, how long into the relationship until you found out that your girlfriend's dad had a private plane?
It was probably a year.
Whoa. Oh, man.
She kept it under wraps.
Yeah.
That's
smart.
Yeah.
She's very humble, which is nice. So
you proposed after a year and one day?
Yeah. As soon as she said it.
Yeah.
Well, Joseph, good luck on the wedding, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. Shauna, how's it going?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Great. We want to hear your first world problem. What is it?
So I work nights, and my dog is home alone, and I always keep the TV on for him. And last night, it stormed really bad, and I got a notification that I just didn't have any power at my house. So my dog was without TV all night long.
Aww.
Oh, poor little guy.
I know.
Doggy first world problem.
Right.
I'm telling all his doggy friends.
Have to get him a thunder jacket as well.
Yeah. Get him one of those. Or a thunder blanket. They have
thunder
those.
Shirt. Yeah.
Thunder shirt. All right. Kid Nation. You're doing it right. Yeah, let's take one last one here from Daniel. Dang, Daniel. What's going on, man?
I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, and you know what? You're probably going to hear it for the rest of your life thanks to that meme.
Probably.
Yeah, in fact, here you go, buddy, just for you.
Damn, Daniel.
All right. What's your first world problem?
It's trying to stay awake during class, especially English. It's so boring.
You got a college problem. You got a first world problem.
I got two more years left of high school. Y'all can't be giving me boring classes.
Don't you wish school started later? Like 11 yes. o'clock? Would you be willing yes. to stay in school till like 5 or 6 p.m. if it meant that you started school at 11?
That's a hard decision.
See? Oh, yeah. Yes. See, that, I'm giving you life choices here, buddy.
I could start at 1, but then end at 2.
Start at 1 and that 2.
Oh my
That's
God.
Not how it works, Daniel. Can you imagine?
I just need the Cliff's notes.
Yeah, I got you.
Make sure you send me a resume when you're on the job, Mark. Oh, I want to make sure I hire you.
Daniel, you have an awesome school year, buddy. Thank you for calling in. Everybody that called in and texted, thank you so much. We'll get to your first world problems next week. Hopefully Daniel can stay up at English right. this morning. But coming up next, if you're a Why Don't We fan, we're going to talk to the mamas. The women responsible for bringing you all those boys. They got a cool project they're working on, the moms I'm talking about, and we'll talk to them next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so, you know, we tried to bring you some new podcasts to listen to. And this time, if you're a Why Don't We fan, you are most definitely going to want to listen to this podcast because we have three of the mamas.
Hey.
From three of the boys in the band, we got Carrie in here, we got Maida, and we got Kristen.
Hey.
Otherwise known as Daniel, Zach, and Jack's moms.
Yes.
That's all we're known for.
Do you guys like, your Instagram name is Mama Heron.
Right, it is. It is Mama Heron, yep.
Yeah, that doesn't get old, right? Because you are Mama Heron.
No, I'm a mama, you know, Mama Heron, but I'm mom of like three kids, you know, so yeah. It had to be Mama Heron, you know.
So what is the name of the podcast? What are we going with here, ladies?
Want to say it all together?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
There you go.
Why not?
Now, just the three moms.
Uh-huh. Right.
But there are five guys in the band, so yes. The other two moms just...
They wanted no part. No, it's only because we're located in L.A. all together, and so it was just easy for us to get together every week.
I see.
That's how that worked.
So the other moms don't feel left out? There's no animosity there?
I hope not.
We're trying to start beef here.
Are you, yeah. Start their own podcast.
Yeah?
No, we don't want rivals.
And they can
rivals.
Call it, and then there were two.
That's fun, right? But So what kind of things are y'all talking about?
Carrie?
All the things.
I
feel like when we started, we got to know each other because of our boys, and the three of us just became like quick and easy friends. And then our conversations are kind of crazy and all over the place and fun, and just we cover all the topics, and we just thought, let's invite people into that conversation.
Yeah, we think we're funny, and we figured everyone would want to laugh along
right,
with us.
Right, that's so. How I got my job. I'm like, I'm funny, kid.
You are funny, though. Yeah,
now, Carrie was saying something that blew my mind. She said Daniel was shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
he
so
was
Zach.
Hold on one second.
Totally shy. That's very, JC, you know that's common for performers, though.
That they're shy?
He was 15, though.
Now, Kristen, if you tell me that Jack was shy, I'm just going to explode right now.
I was literally going to say he is not shy. He used to do like beatboxing in front of the whole school in fourth grade to try to get attention.
Because none of those guys seem like they're
no,
shy.
Not now.
No, I think Zach was always shy with everything. Like, he was the kid that was really hard to, you know, just go up to people and just start talking. But when he would sing or perform, like, that's when he was the most comfortable with himself and broke out of his shell. He did all the talent shows and he would sing in front of, you know, everyone in school. But that was his like way to just come out, you know.
I bet all of our boys did the fourth grade talent show, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think it's still on YouTube.
That takes so much guts to do as a kid.
Yeah.
To get out there and sing in front of your classmates.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you don't know if you're good at that point, probably. You think you're good. Your parents tell you you're good, but...
Right.
Now, have the guys told you guys, hey, mom, don't talk about this. Hey, mom, don't talk about my life.
No.
Everything's in?
No, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They seem to be good boys.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah, but I have to imagine, like, teenage boys and young adult boys can be really tough and wild, and then combined with the fame and success that they've had, has that been hard to manage?
I think it's hard when we see stuff on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get real protective.
Yeah, I bet.
You know,
I feel protective.
I mean, it's
for the
hard
guys
enough
I'm not.
For kids that are young and they're not in the business, and then when they have this many eyes on them and everyone has an opinion. That it makes it even harder.
Well, the thing
for
is, too, like, I don't need to check with Daniel and see where he's been at night. I just check Twitter. I can
Everybody knows, yeah. Right? And there's pictures up. Oh, yeah. Daniel on the street. Yeah. There he is. Well, safe and sound.
It's pretty funny. I see you went to a party last night. So I see. Yeah. I don't even need to ask.
I actually asked Jack yesterday to send me his location. He's like, why do you need my location, Mom? Yeah. And I'm like, because. It just puts, you know, peace
it's
of mind.
Ease, yeah.
Because I'm your mom, Jack.
But they do send us their workout pictures every morning.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
Like, look, we're working out.
So what kind of, like, just in front of the mirror, shirtless?
Oh, yeah. Like, look at
my
abs.
That to my mother. No.
That's weird.
Send
weird.
That to my mama.
I once sent a picture like that to my mom, but I totally meant to send it to my wife.
He had his wife listed as mommy, you know, like, hi, mom.
Mommy.
And my mom is listed
that's
as mama.
Hilarious.
And so I changed my wife's name on the phone.
Do they, since y'all moved out to LA, do they still get mom perks? Like, I loved when my mom would come to college and do my laundry or something like that.
Oh,
do you do that for them?
I mean, I know. I think we all do.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because you love it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so for Zach, and he was 15 when he started. So I feel like I've been gypped of like a couple years of all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, so, I mean,
she's like, give me all the laundry.
Like, all our friends his age now are going off to college, and they're all crying because they're dropping their kids off at college. And I'm like, I've been doing this for a couple of years now.
You dropped your kid off at Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, when's the last time one of your kids was grounded? Like, he
that's
missed.
Not even, that's not even possible.
Yeah. We didn't even do that. I don't.
You almost can't now, right? You gotta.
No.
Well, you can't punish.
I have a 20-year-old.
I don't. So. Yeah. I don't think we punish, but they still listen to us. And I mean, like, I know, you know, they still value what we say. And I know at home when they're home, and that's what we moved to LA for. So when they're not working when they're not on tour, they're home recording or working. So they're still living. Like,
right.
Zach lives with us, and he still listens. Like, if we say be home at a certain time, or
the respect is still there.
Yeah, he's totally. Super respectful when they're home. Like, it's very, you know, it's, I know when he's on tour and stuff, he's, you know,
they
getting
grew up
to stay
fast
with guys,
though,
but yeah,
so,
I bet.
I mean, they're goofballs here, I'm sure, because we love that goofball side of them, but they're got some adult like brains in there, and they make a lot of their own decisions and all of that. They make business decisions all the time, so when they call us, it's more like, hey, I just made this decision. What do you think? You know, it's like advice. And
or
like,
before they make
running things by us.
How many girls try to slip into your guys' DMs to try to get to the guys?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Tons. I hate... Well...
No, go ahead.
Put us in the group chat. I don't even know how they can do that through Instagram, but it's, you know, it's constant.
So I go in and try to mute them, but then there's new ones being created all the time. And then sometimes I'm just like on my phone and I'll accidentally hit the group chat. So then I'm in it. They're all like, oh my gosh, hi! Oh my gosh. And then I'll just extend a heart, like, oh my gosh, love you. And then I'm out of it because
that's what happens if I accidentally get on one of their lives. I got on a live with someone who had one person watching the other day, and
they're
like,
oh,
can you see me?
Oh, that probably made their life.
I felt terrible, so I stayed on for like 10 minutes.
I know, you're the only one. Like, I can't leave.
Walk around, clean the house.
Right.
So, when are we dropping these podcasts? So, when can we download them?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Yeah. At a certain time, or just be looking out?
I think it's at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Wow,
on
that's
Wednesdays.
Early.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't think we tried 8 a.m. and then we decided like noon would be.
Yeah.
That's when we post it. Yeah. But it air, it's
can't
it's
do
on
this
Spotify
8
and
thing.
Apple and everywhere at 8 a.m.
We don't do anything at 8.
Can't do this 8 thing.
Right, like,
no, check with me around 2.
We need to wake up.
If you're not even, you know, a lot of people listening, like, you know, I don't have teenage daughters and things I'm not into, why don't we the band? But this podcast is more than just for people who follow the boys and want
exactly.
the scoop.
That's
I mean, you talk about more than just being moms of boy band stars.
And that's what we're hoping. We're hoping to get some moms, you know, also listening because we do want to talk as moms. So we don't just talk about our boys that are in the band. We talk about our other children and just life in general, the things that we experience with them, the things we go through. Mm-hmm. We talk like we're just talking as girlfriends sitting around having coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or wine.
Obviously our boys
or
can heal
wine.
Yeah, for
no,
sure.
Or wine, right?
Come up and we talk about the band, but we're talking about them because there are children and that's what is in their life and that's what they're doing, but we talk about other kids too and all the things they're going through and us as friends and
if
you're feeling lonely as a parent, you know, you guys have kids ranging in all ages still, so you can listen.
Right.
There's problems going on, you guys are dealing with it too.
8-year-old.
We have 11 kids between us.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Three of you?
Five of you.
No, the three
of
us.
Oh my
God. Two more, and you guys will catch
that's
up to
lot.
Big Al.
I'm doing it by myself.
But look, make sure you check out the podcast. Give it to me one more time, ladies. 1, 2, 3.
At
I mean, why not?
Wednesdays, I should be up by noon, but we're going to try 8 o'clock. But go ahead and look at
it. It's going to be noonish.
I think it's 8.
Thank you.
And thank you guys so much for joining us this morning, and we wish you the best of luck. Welcome to our podcast family.
Yay. Thank you.
We're related.
You're our people.
You're our people, too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got some text messages about the why don't we moms. Dang, those moms look like they're 18 to 21 years old.
They were hot.
We will pass on messages because they would love to hear that. Who was that again you guys were talking to? That was the Why Don't We Moms, and they have a new podcast called I Mean, Why Not? And so you could check that out, and they're not just going to talk about the boys from Why Don't We every episode. They're going to talk about life and what it's like to raise kids because they do have other kids aside from their famous children. We got Jenna with her hat on right now. Moving on. Jenna, you'd be proud. Because I know you love Lil Wayne. I was just telling you during the break that...
I do indeed. So my dog is named after him.
I was playing Lil Wayne for my son on his way to football practice yesterday to pump him up.
That is very clean listening.
And Lil Wayne got us talking about academics. Because in that line where he says, like, a subject to a predicate. And
predicate.
So my son goes, what's a predicate? And I was like, oh, dang, I better answer this right. Because I got to be like a smart dad. So I was like,
Little Wayne teaches you all sorts of things.
I said it's a statement about a subject. So you're basically describing something that the subject did or is. Well, I think that's correct. So Big Al is jumping. If you were jumping, that's a predicate, right?
Well, I think the subject is Big Al in that case.
The subject is the person or
the
thing.
The rest of it is the predicate.
The predicate. No? Okay, good.
I think, right?
Yeah, subject is the thing doing the action.
The person, place, or...
So I told him right, because I was so scared he was going to go to school and say, my dad's dumb.
It contains the verb and something about the subject.
Good.
So Big Al is jumping would be the
predicate.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Or I said, Kaysen is fast. And that was, okay, good.
Break it down. Kaysen is what?
Fast.
No.
Oh, the subject, yeah.
The subject, the proper noun, is the?
Predicate. What?
The verb.
And then fast is the predicate.
Adjective. Adverb, yeah.
I wanted to give them just the
stay
two.
Stay in school,
okay?
Kids.
Yeah, it's an adverb.
Yeah.
Or adjective.
Adjective, because it's describing Kaysen.
Describing Kaysen, yeah.
Yeah.
Conjunction.
But if he runs quickly, quickly would be the adverb.
Correct.
Yes.
That's right.
See, that's why we need to brush up on things when our kids go back to school.
It's true, like that math.
Yeah, math and even just grammar, because the little definitions about grammar will get you as an adult, because you're like, oh, I know how to use and I know how to form a sentence properly. I just don't know how to describe things as well as I should.
I asked who was I talking to the other day? Do y'all still diagram sentences? And they're like, what is that?
Right.
That was my favorite thing in school.
Oh, they don't do that anymore?
I love diagramming sentences.
Yeah.
Breaking down the little chart where every word goes.
Uh-huh. So
fun.
Shout out to all the parents that are touching up on the grammar and the math again, because kids are back in school. But right now, Jenna's going to take us to school on some dream reading. Dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on. All right, so here's how this works. You write us on the text or on the Instagram page at Kid Nation, and then we find these dreams that you've been having, and then Jenna, who was a psychology minor...
Yes.
So she's qualified.
I really was more into criminal psychology, but this will do.
Yeah.
This was my backup plan.
So she basically lets us know.
Now I just wear a giant hat and analyze your dreams.
Because you'll have a dream, you wake up from that dream, and you go, man, what was that all about? What is going on in my mind? Why is my head doing this to me? Jenna's here to break it all down for you. In fact, I got one here from Jose.
Hey, Jose.
And Jose said, Jenna, I dreamed of black figures.
Shut up.
Walking towards me while I'm in bed. Very vivid dreams. Same surroundings, so it doesn't feel like I'm dreaming. It's like I'm in my house, but I barely open my eyes and I peek over my covers and I can see the black shadowy figure walking from outside my room and hover towards me and looks over me. This has happened since I worked in Roswell, New Mexico, like 9 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, so Roswell, New Mexico.
This is different. You have evil spirits attached to you. If you believe in that sort of thing. It's really possible. Okay. You know, shadowy figures, if you believe in the supernatural and you believe in that realm, that is how you see them, right? Now, if you don't believe in that and you think that's just all, you know, BS.
Malarkey.
Yeah. They say when you dream about shadowy figures that it's actually your own rejected emotions or potential. So sometimes it can be your younger self trying to tell you something or, you know, something that you wanted to do with your life and you didn't. It's kind of haunting you, that sort of thing. But if you believe in supernatural, they say that is how usually evil spirits attach themselves to you and you see a shadowy figure. That's another level, but...
My daddy boy?
My daddy boy saw three shadowy figures in his doorway, and one of them came up to him and got right in his face and shook his head no, and the figures went away. He died right after that. It was the angels of death.
He shook his head no?
Thing got right in his face and shook their head no. Like they
so he did not go to heaven?
They came to get him. The angels of death came to get him. And then
why'd they tell him no?
I don't know, but he died of a heat stroke, my mom said after that.
But he told you guys about the dream. He had enough time to tell you.
Maybe he was hallucinating from the heat.
Died of a heat stroke.
He was drunk.
Wow.
Those are the angels of death, we think.
I would think that if the shadowy figure said no to me, like, all right, you're not ready to go yet.
Not your time yet.
But apparently...
It was shortly after that.
Like, no, you're not staying alive.
Never got I was 2 months old when Daddy Boy died, so I have to go by those stories, you know.
Well, I hope my shadowy figure is like Brad Pitt and Meet Joe Black.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. He was dead.
All right.
Nice.
I have these lucid dreams.
Dear Jenna.
Yes. Hi.
I keep having the same dream over and over. I fall into a hole with snakes in it, and my boyfriend that I was with for 14 years is in the hole to save me. But my boyfriend passed away 4 years ago.
Aww.
Please let me know what this means. Paula from Boston. Love you guys.
I'm so sorry. A lot of you write me with dreams about seeing people that have passed away. I know we were just speaking about it actually today because a lot of us have dreams, maybe not as often anymore, about Kid, you know, and today would have been his birthday. But they say that, you know, first of all, if you're dreaming about people that have passed away, saving you or in a dream with you, this is just a process of grieving. I mean, you were with this person for 14 years. They may always be a part of your dream. You grieve people for a very long time, sometimes a lifetime. So don't be alarmed when you see people that have passed on. I don't necessarily know if I believe they're trying to speak to you. I think that they say that's just kind of a process of grieving and letting something go and them kind of telling you it's okay to move on. But the snakes are interesting because it's the most common dream. They say dreams about snakes are the most common kind of dream. So most people, they say more than half of all people are terrified of snakes, scared of snakes. Yeah. Something like 56% of people would actually say they have a fear of snakes. You don't want to hang out with a snake. So falling into a snake pit very specifically can be a sign that you're feeling out of balance, insecure, or unprotected in your waking life. So maybe you've been feeling, you know, understandably out of balance and unprotected since you lost your partner in real life. But yeah, the snake pit. I mean, think about how vulnerable you feel falling into a snake pit. You're just feeling very out of balance. Insecure, unprotected. That's really that.
All right.
Jenna, I wear contacts. And I keep having this dream that I go to put my contacts in and they're way too big to fit in my eyes. Like they're the size of the palm of my hand.
Oh, man.
What does this mean? Or... should I just resubmit this, or does that make me crazy?
No. Contact lens dreams are a thing. So are glasses dreams. And it's all relating to your waking life perspective. So if you have a dream, very specifically, that your contacts are too small, not yours, too big, don't fit, whatever, and hers are ridiculously large, they say that someone in your life is forcing you to see things their way, which is making you feel irritated and uncomfortable. So someone's trying to put their perspective on you or force you to change your perspective about things. This all pertains to your perspective in your waking life.
All right.
So obviously sometimes you have to ask yourself, you know, what those things mean.
Yeah.
You know, like ask yourself questions. What am I going through? What's going on in my life? You have to try and relate it because I don't know what's going on in your life.
Talk to yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Jenna can only do so much.
Of course. But if you want to get your dream analyzed, go ahead and text it to us at 800-543-3548 so we can get to it next week. Because Jenna's wearing the hat. You went with the big one again today.
I did. It feels like a diaper. A full diaper.
A full on is growing.
It's full. A mood.
Full. It definitely is a mood.
Yeah.
Speaking of dreams, it's not a dream. Football is back.
Football's back, baby.
You do have a preseason game tonight between the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But these don't count. So when does the first real one count?
Two more weeks.
Yeah, 2 more weeks.
Okay.
This one, another game, and then real deal.
And there's a couple of college games this Saturday. Then college football really starts the following weekend.
Yeah.
Miami, I think, and Florida Gators.
Got it.
Should be fine. Anyways, today's episode of Jenna Dream Reads is brought to you by Brooklinen, which you need to dream. You know, if you want to have some nice dreams, you need some Brooklinen in your life.
Yeah, exactly. The more comfortable you are, the better night's sleep you're going to get. We spend a third of our lives in bed. Shocking amount of time, right?
Yeah.
You may say that you don't sleep enough, but you're at least trying and you're laying in bed. So why don't you take care of yourself and make that bed as comfortable as possible without spending an insane amount of money? Do not walk into those big box stores anymore, because Brooklinen has created sheets better than what you're going to find in there. Five-star hotel luxury quality sheets without that markup and price tag. Did you know that when you walk into one of those stores, they're often marked up 300%?
Yikes.
Wow. Yeah, we all have Brooklinen sheets. Three sets over here. Wheezy has her own hand-me-down now. That's my pug. She sleeps on the couch sometimes on her Brooklinen sheets. Yes, and Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our Kid Nation members. 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code KID at Brooklinen.com. They're so confident in their product, and so are we. All of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty, but the only way to get that 10% off and free shipping is to use the promo code KIDD at Brooklinen.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
A little late arrival for the bus, but it's all good. That means you pick up your phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if you're caller number 13, you will score the ultimate lunchbox. Yes, limited edition 2019 Kid Nation lunchbox. We change it every year. There's only 10. Only 10 people in the world will have this lunchbox. Mm-hmm. You could be one of those people. And it'll have $300 for you to go back to school shopping or extra school shopping or buy yourself something nice because the kids drove you wild this summer.
Bus is here. Bus 620. That's the one I used to drive.
And drove you crazy. Also, we're going to hook you up some Tasty Cake action so you can throw some snacks in that lunchbox for the kids, because we all deserve the snacks. Or keep them for yourself. If you don't want to share, hey, you did the winning. It's all up to you. Depends on how good they were for you. While we wait for a caller, man, this is incredibly interesting here.
Incredible.
Out of Germany. And this is it's going to be a live spoiler alert. A team of scientists in Germany just created a new blood test that is so accurate. It's 80% accurate at predicting when someone's going to die.
Whoa.
The test analyzes a person's blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether the person's going to die in the next 5 to 10 years. And here's the thing. It's 80% accurate, like I said.
So it must be older people, because if you do this on kids, well, I guess some. But you can't, you know, you can't rule out natural
accidents. Accidents, of course. Yeah, there's accidents. It's not it can't tell the future, but it can tell how your health is doing.
Yeah.
And for it to be 80% accurate. And they also say they see it as a foundation, and they don't see that test as an end point, so they're probably going to try to make it better. But would you want to take a test like this?
Well, I mean, how do they know? They had to do the test, and then they had to wait 8 or 10 or 15 years to see if the person actually died to show that it's
true. A long-running test. Yeah, it was a test that they've been doing for years.
And if you find out, hey, you're probably going to die of diabetes or whatever, maybe you can start making the necessary changes and keep taking the medication, which would actually prolong your life. So I don't know if I'm buying into this or not.
I mean, there's body scanning places. This one, I think, across the street or somewhere in this neighborhood that you can go over there and get some type of
full body scan
to give you an indication on, like Kelly just said, what's going to be ailing you in the future.
Yeah, how long have they been doing these tests to say they're 80% accurate?
I don't know. It doesn't say how long they've been doing the test.
Conveniently, they don't say that.
But I'm guessing they've been doing it for a while now. If they have enough subjects to where they can actually have an answer for us and say it's 80%.
Just because it's in print does not mean it's true.
Yeah, but it could be 80% of 10 people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It depends on their test group.
And this was from Time Magazine, and, you know, Time doesn't mess around with those.
Time doesn't mess around.
I took the tidbit part of it because it is a pretty long article, and I'm sure there's more about it. I'll post it on my social media, on Twitter, if you want to read it. Oh, there we go. Patients. They ranged in ages from 18 to 109 years old. They provided blood.
Yeah, how long the 109-year-old had.
You have 2 weeks. They provided blood samples and had their health events tracked. Up to 16 years is how long this took.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So the ones that were told that... Because not everybody died within that 16-year period. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
I know. Believe the...
It just seems a
44,000 healthy patients had their blood test done.
Kelly's not buying it. She's a little cynical, JC.
So they had 44,000 people in 16 years, and it was 80% accurate. when tested.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah? This is science.
Nah.
Run it through another test.
And it'll be 80% right.
Yes, science. That's pretty, 80% is good on a test, scientific test.
I would have taken it. I would have taken 7.
Would you take it?
No, I would have taken 80%.
80 is just a good score for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's above average.
That's a B.
C is average.
These scientists got us a B. That's what they got us.
No, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Another dude that probably wants to take that test. Did you see the guy that's going to marry 2 girls in California?
No.
Polygamy's legal?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that's happening, man, because I thought you're not allowed to do that. But, this guy met a girl that he went to high school with, and then they started dating after high school, and then they met another girl, and she came into the picture, and so then they started dating as a group, and everything is as a group, and now they're going to be getting married on December 15th. But the thing is, one of the girls, the parents are really cool with it, and I watched the interview, and the dad's like, actually got me and my wife thinking about possibly doing something similar to this.
Why you want 2 wives?
They zoom in on the girl's dad's on the mom, and she's like, not feeling, but the dad's all about it.
Yeah, double stuff to remember.
Uh-huh.
Birthdays. You got
2 birthdays.
Double people that are going to be mad at you when you do something wrong.
If you watch that Seeking Sister Wives show ever, some of them are just looking for a babysitter / nanny kind of thing. Mm. And some of them, it's just men that are kinky, and the wives are reluctantly going on. But some of them are gung-ho. I don't know. It's weird.
It's illegal in the state of California.
So one of them might not be legally.
But they say
married.
That they might not.
It's the guy.
Enforce it.
The guy's name is Jimmy Silva. His first girlfriend is Cha Cha Vaboom.
Oh yeah, Cha Cha Vaboom.
And then the one that came in late was Summer Peltier. The girl. It was Cha Cha who wanted to.
Yeah, Summer Cha Cha.
Yeah, Cha Cha was the one that thought, hey, this is a good idea. Let's start trying to do that, and he went along with it. His parents are very against it.
We're living in a time where everybody can do whatever the heck they want to do, and you're not allowed to judge it. Yeah. So,
but we do anyway.
I do.
I just don't know why you want 2 people mad at you. That was my marriage.
You get teamed up on
at you, and then the other one you go to, so you have a 50-50 chance of somebody not being mad at you.
You just turn me around.
And what happens if
we're leaving?
You want to divorce one of them.
Right.
But not the other.
Oh.
Didn't that happen on the one with that shaggy-haired white guy with like 6
sister wives?
He wanted to divorce one of them?
No, didn't one of them decide she wanted to
leave? She wanted out.
I don't watch the show, but it pops up in some of the gossip sites I follow, so I'm not sure. I remember she wanted to leave.
Yeah.
I don't remember if she did or not.
I want to check up on that. Speaking of divorce, remember the girl that divorced the ghost? The pirate ghost recently?
Yes.
Yeah.
She divorced.
She divorced him, yeah. She said he was mean.
How's it going? Was it a clean divorce?
She's single.
Clean break?
Yeah.
Amicable?
Yeah, she's dating Casper now.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time mental illness.
Country to jump back on the bus.
Yeah, right.
All right, Kid Nation.
All right.
Tara, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome. I just want to say congratulations on being caller number 13. You
Yay!
Won! Yeah!
Yay!
What are you doing right now?
I'm actually working.
What do you do for work?
I work for a business office for a digestive doctor.
Oh, nice. Digestive doctor. That's pretty cool. Well, you're going to be digesting some tasty cake. That's what you're going to be doing. I think I'll tell her what she's won.
All right, Tara, you've won a limited edition 2019 Kid Nation lunchbox. It is made out of lunchbox material. You also have inside that lunchbox a $300 Visa gift card. You can use that for school supplies. You can use it for other stuff. Just whatever you want. And tasty cake for your kids or for you to enjoy.
But if you want to take it to the office, you'll be the coolest one there.
Well, thank y'all so much.
Well, thank you, Tara.
Thank you. How long have you been listening to the show?
For about 4 years.
Really?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Paid off right there.
Yeah.
I know. I appreciate it.
You have to put in 4 years to finally get your ultimate lunchbox.
We expect 4 more.
Yeah.
4 more.
4 yes. more 4 years. All right, Tara, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your lunchbox and your $300 and your tasty cake. And if you want to win,
the last
ultimate lunchbox, you'll be one of 10 people with this lunchbox. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. All you got to do, listen up for the school bus to arrive and be caller number 13 tomorrow.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.